Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Welcome. For the first time on a podcast, Sniffles the Dolphin.
Welcome, Sniffles.
Sniffles, don't be shy.
Sometimes I like to rape lady dolphins in their blowholes.
Me too, Sniffles, me too. SeaWorld, don't let me back no more.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Ute!
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND, or WFOD show on Skype. We do have a show planned for you this evening. Sort of.
No adjective necessary. We have a show planned.
It is a show that we are going to do for about an hour, and when that show is concluded, we will begin preparation for the next show.
And the cycle continues.
It goes on and on and on. Every week, we turn these microphones on, and it's another chance to bring the gold. Right?
To bring the gold, to bring the news, to bring our opinions on the news and on matters of public importance.
Yeah. And I mean, between now and next Monday, maybe more interesting things will happen than happened this week, Travis.
You know, typically what happens, and it happens literally every week, Tuesday morning, something amazing always happens. They're like, son of a bitch. Why couldn't this have happened yesterday? Without fail.
Do you think that we should be less regular and like we should do shows when there's a significant thing?
So no Activia.
Like they can put the WFOD signal up in the air and say, we need to hear what Travis has to say about this.
Maybe we should get a red rotary phone where it just rings when people need our opinion.
And then we go over and answer
WFOD hotline.
And then we go down the little polls.
Mm-hmm.
And we respond. I was thinking about our cicada talk last week.
I forgot it immediately when we were done.
So I've been thinking about it all the time. And I feel for the cicadas, but I'm starting to think that the cicadas are kind of like Muslims.
How are they like Muslims?
Well, I mean, like, you know, the
misunderstood.
The Muslims, they and I guess it, you know, I'm generalizing and using Muslims, you know, as the Muslims that live in the Muslim land, right?
Sure.
Out in the desert and stuff, and then the
not domestic Muslims.
No, yeah, like the ones out there, and they have
the radical ones, like the
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, see, they have years of struggle, you know, out in like a dirty place,
mm-hmm.
But they're promised at the end of their lives to be rewarded. With virgins in heaven.
Oh, and so instead of like 100 virgins or whatever, the cicadas get 48 straight hours of sex.
Of just constant fucking with virgin cicada broads. And you know, the martyrs are considered heroes, you know, the ones that get eaten by birds so that the others can fuck. And I mean, like, they can just get picked off on their way to heaven. That's a big thing, is the one guy. He's like standing on the bridge, and like if you're walking across the bridge to go to heaven, he could just like shake the bridge and knock you off.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Unless, like, you
for the cause.
Yeah, unless you do some bad shit, and then you get a free pass. You're for sure not going to get shooken off the bridge. Is shooken a word? Shooken?
Shaken?
You get shaken off the bridge? Shooken off the bridge.
Not stirred.
Shooken off the bridge, and then you don't get to go. But, like, if you do some jihad or something, you get a straight shot. And I guess jihad would be like getting eaten by a bird.
Sure, that makes sense.
It wasn't a well-thought-out idea.
I see the parallels.
But there's some. Yeah, so the cicadas are kind of like Muslims. And now we'll move on to the next thing, Travis.
You spent a lot of time thinking about that.
I did. I also want to talk about this Rita Wilson thing. You know Rita Wilson, the gal that's married to Tom Hanks.
I know who she is, yeah.
Look, there's not many shows that'll transition from cicadas and Muslims
into
to Tom Hanks' wife. It just doesn't happen very often. It's rare. Tom Hanks' wife, Travis.
Yeah,
she put out a new song that leads people to have suspicions that maybe Tom Hanks was doing some fucking around on her.
Ooh, that doesn't sound like my Tom Hanks.
No, not the public persona of Tom Hanks, you know. And you know, Beyonce, she had that song about guys that were cheating on her too, and everybody thinks that Jay-Z is a philanderer.
What a dirty, dirty, rotten tomato.
But Travis, can't people just make songs that aren't necessarily autobiographical?
They can, but typically it doesn't happen. I mean, usually you're writing from experience. That's how you get those true feelings.
Has anyone investigated if that Carrie Underwood gal is out doing graffiti on people's trucks?
See, I think she did slash Tony Romo's tires. I think that's what that was about.
I don't think she did. I think it was a fantasy.
That she wanted to slice Tony Romo's tires.
Is Nancy Sinatra being investigated for stepping on people with her boots? Travis?
She was acquitted.
Is Britney Spears really toxic, Travis? Sometimes you just make songs to make songs.
She was a slave for me, so it's a possibility.
She was not actually a slave, though.
For me.
Or was she a slave for the music? Like, she liked
maybe
the music
for the
a whole
fans.
Lot. And like when she heard the music, like, she had to obey.
Then she realized
told
that
her
she
to
was
dance.
Trapped, so then she shaved her head and attacked people with an umbrella. That's old. That's going back a bit.
I'm just saying, you know, it seems like now you can't just make a song to make a song.
What's that gal who's not America's sweetheart? Is she really America's sweetheart?
What song is that?
I don't know. She says, "I'm not America's sweetheart," 700,000 times.
Well, then she's probably not.
2 minutes.
I'll take her word for it.
But I mean,
what if she is?
Yeah, what if she is? What if she is America's sweetheart?
I don't know what to tell you, man. Last week we did the show, and at the end of it, you said, "Oh, I had this, 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 and this," and we didn't talk about any of them.
Turns out I looked at that little notepad that I have hanging out where we record.
Yeah.
Not a goddamn thing on it.
Not one thing?
Nothing topical. I think we probably, I tore it out of the little book and I threw it in the trash. I wrote down, some things that I don't really understand why I wrote down. I got World Penguin Day. I think we discussed that. I just wrote down Jungle Book. I just wrote down Apple Tree. I just
apple
wrote
tree.
Down,
apple yep. tree, Travis. Let's talk about apple trees. I'm
okay.
For them. I heard that when you plant an apple tree, you have to plant two apple trees because they like pollinate each other.
They do cross-pollinate, and then they bloom on opposite years. You typically don't – they will sync up, I think, every like decade or so, but otherwise they blossom and also produce fruit on opposite years.
If you're doing the scorecard at home, we went from cicadas or Muslims to Tom Hanks' wife, and now we're talking about the proper way to plant apple trees.
Yeah, apple facts. Apple tree facts.
Hashtag apple facts. Do you prefer a green apple or a red apple? See, I like green. You know what I like? I like when they make the apples that are kind of in between, like the red and green. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like a borderline. It's like a melding of the colors as you get a little something. I like the pink lady apples are my personal favorite.
A pink lady apple?
Pink lady apples. They are crispy enough, but not so crisp that they are not juicy. They might be a little pricier, but worth every penny per pound.
Huh. And are they a sweet apple? See, the green apple are kind of a bit on the tart side.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I say the bitterness is what you enjoy from the green apple.
I like a tart apple.
The pink ladies are a tad sweet. Not too sweet so as to turn a person off. You know, just sweet enough.
Did you go see the Civil War?
I did. I saw it. I took the kids on Saturday. I enjoyed it. The girl, it was great. We were watching that opening scene was amazing. Much like the Winter Soldier had that opening scene on the ship. This has got a cool opening mission scene.
Kind of like a James Bond thing. It starts with something that's sort of connected, but not really connected, but it's a big action scene to kind of get you in.
Right. And it ties in. It's like sets the course of events, like one event, one thing that happens in that intro, like kind of propels everything forward. And Black Widow was kicking ass like she tends to do. She, you know, she does that jump up in the air and grab the dude around the neck with her leg thing, and then she flips them around.
Yeah, it's a staple.
She does it like 700 times in Civil War. But she's kicking all these dudes' ass, and she jumps up and flipping a couple guys over, and my 7-year-old daughter just leans over to me, and she says, "Wow, that girl's a good fighter." And then she continues to watch the movie. My boy, though, about an hour in, he's 4, and he's typically into that stuff, but just because there was so much goddamn exposition, fell asleep for about 25 minutes right before they introduced Peter Parker.
Just fell asleep?
Yep, he was eating his candies. He had some Sour Patch Kids. He had some popcorn. He kind of set his napkins aside, leaned on my arm, was watching the movie. The next thing I know, he's breathing a little heavier and a little steadier, and he's totally passed out.
It was an enjoyable film.
I enjoyed it very much.
The thing that bugged me about it, though, was the thing that bugged me, Travis.
Is this a spoiler alert or is this a nitpick?
I wouldn't say it's a spoiler alert, but it might be spoiler-ish because I'm referring to something other.
Okay.
There's a point in the movie that you, if you hadn't seen the trailers, wouldn't be ruined because it's like, something happens. And you're like, oh, okay, cool. But then because you've seen the trailers, you know that that thing is coming up, which completely ruins the whole goddamn thing.
Ruins the surprise of what's coming there.
Right. And I don't understand. Now, you don't need anything to sell that movie. That movie is going to sell no matter what if you put a still picture up and you say, hey, this is a movie that's coming out, you know, in May, you guys should go see it.
Do you remember all of the characters that you loved from all of the other Marvel movies?
I mean, that was basically an Avengers movie without Thor.
It was Avengers 2.5.
Right.
But they do center on Captain America, so he gets that same opening, that fun opening, and then it does center on him, especially towards the end. So I can see why they called it, you know, a Captain America movie.
I bring it back again. The last Terminator movie that came out.
Genisys,
yeah. There was like a major fucking spoiler in the trailer that is like the big turning point of the movie, like an hour into it.
You mean the spoiler that was on the goddamn poster?
And it's like, what the fuck are they thinking? I mean, like, I would say that, like, less is more with trailers especially for, you know, big franchises like Terminator.
Going to see anyway.
You say, there's Arnold, he's in another Terminator, you have him come out there and you say, I'll be back again. And then you put the logo up there and you say, go see this movie. And you're not going to get any more or less tickets sold by putting that trailer out there and ruining
that
movie.
That's exactly what they did in like the early 90s, where that's exactly how they sold things. They had a boot walking up. It was a cold open. You have a boot walking up to the screen. You pan up to the legs. You look at the jeans. You see a leather jacket. All of a sudden, you see Arnold Schwarzenegger's face. He takes his sunglasses off and he says, I'm back, or some shit. And
that's
then you flash the logo, and a million people see the goddamn movie.
That's all you gotta
nowadays,
do.
Everybody knows everything about every movie before it even comes out. And it's gross. People are posting entire synopsis.
Well,
for
it's one
movies.
Thing if people, you know, do a whole bunch of work to get spoilery shit and, like, you know, take pictures when they see people shooting on location and stuff, and other people try to spoil it. But when the fucking studio themselves shoots themselves right in the dick and spoils the surprise of their own movie, I don't get why you do that. Why do you do that? I'm not a spoiler guy. I actually usually look up what happens. See, my problem, Travis, is I want to figure it out before it happens. Like, I play movie Matlock through the whole goddamn movie, and I can't enjoy a movie and just, like, watch the cool shit on the screen because I want to try to figure out where it's going before
who's
it goes.
Who's doing
there.
What? Why is it happening?
No. Yeah, yeah. And
I'm the opposite. I'd much rather go into a movie completely cold and enjoy it on its own merits. Much like I did with when 10 Cloverfield Lane came out, I was super happy that JJ and the crew decided to do what they did with the first Cloverfield, where they're like, we're going to give you snippets of this thing, we're going to drum up excitement, but we're not going to tell you exactly what it is, so you're going to have to figure it out while you're watching it.
Right. And, you know, I saw a trailer at the beginning of the Captain America movie for the January Jones shark attack movie. The movie that January Jones got attacked by a shark.
What is that called?
I don't know.
Is that The Shallow or some shit?
I don't know. We had a gal on a rock and shark was trying to eat her.
Is Blake Lively in that one too?
This is January Jones.
So it's her shark movie?
What's Blake Lively? No, she's a gal. January Jones.
Yeah, Blake Lively also has a shark movie coming out. There's multiple shark movies coming to multiplexes near you in the reasonable future.
And she fighting a shark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know, I was talking to the Matt Chuck earlier about that movie because I thought it looked kind of fun. I mean, like the first shot of the trailer is just like a close up of her ass. And I was like, oh, this looks like a movie I can get into. So I'm watching it, and she's out there surfing, and then the shark's trying to eat her. And I'm thinking about like shark movie. And sharks are so hot right now, Travis.
They really are.
Sharks have been a big deal for a while now. And we looked at a list of like the top 10 shark movies of all time. And you'd be surprised how few shark movies they've made. I would think that they'd be making goddamn shark movies all the fucking time. Is January Jones and Blake Lively the same person? Who's the
John
gal
Draper's.
in the shark movie?
That's Ryan Reynolds' wife, Blake Lively.
And she's not January Jones.
She is not January Jones.
Okay.
January Jones is that blonde gal who cannot act.
Well, this gal, she seemed to be acting okay. She was like yelling at people to get away from the shark.
And she's stuck on a buoy, right? She's like trying to shoot a flare gun in off a buoy or some shit. Yeah,
January Jones.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. AKA Blake Lively.
See, but To get on the list, I mean, like, there was some bad movies on the... It was like Giant Shark versus Super Croc or something on the top 10 shark movies ever.
That's gross. Is Sharknado in there?
Sharknado wasn't on the list, no.
Good, it shouldn't have been.
Wasn't there one that there was a shark that was, like, in a lake trying to eat the Catherine McPhee?
Yeah, yes, I was just thinking about that movie.
I don't think that was on the list either.
No, I can't. I bet you Open Water.
That must have been really bad.
Open Water
was like number 2. That movie was dog shit.
That's an amazing movie. You should watch it again.
Oh, you can make a better shark movie than that? The movie didn't really have any sharks in it.
Well, it did when it ate the main characters.
You
Both
know
of
what,
them.
You know what, Travis? Next time we do one of those recasts, we should do one soon, by the way. We should do one in the next couple of weeks. Hey, we haven't had a double dick week yet. What's going on with our double dick weeks? Don't you think we should recast Jaws?
It'd be a hard one to recast.
I mean, they're going to remake Jaws, Travis. I can't believe they haven't yet. It's bound to happen.
Isn't that one of my, one of the, like, Spielberg's, like, From My Cold Dead Hands, kind of like, I think they talked about Goonies would never be remade.
They made, like, 15 sequels that were dog shit. It's about time for a reboot.
Jaws the Revenge.
How many Spider-Mans do we have? It's time for another Jaws.
Let's do it.
And then it'll automatically be on the top 10 shark movies. But I'm cautiously optimistic about the January Jones shark attack movie.
It's getting a lot of good buzz.
I hadn't heard anything about it. That's what I was talking about with the keeping the secrets. I mean, I know that she's on a rock. She's trying to get away from a shark. And at some point she tries to swim towards a buoy. But I don't know anything else that happens.
I think that's essentially what I've gotten out of it, and I've actually seen a bunch of buzz about it, and that's essentially the recap that I've got was Blake Lively trying to get away from sharks ends up having her final stand on a buoy for a while.
And then does a boat come?
I don't know if a boat comes or if she murders it with the buoy that she's standing on.
What happens is they put out another trailer. They show the boat coming and like her waving to the boat and then the shark eating the boat.
What happens the very week before release is they show her stabbing the shark to death.
Right. The and they're like, hey, guys, in this movie, January Jones is going to stab a shark to death. And then you know what happens to the shark. And then it's the end of the movie.
You know what's so funny about this, too, though, you know, because watching trailers bothers me, too, and I have a very hard time not watching them. I think the last successful outing I had, the only two successful outings I had, I think, were for The Force Awakens. I watched one trailer and I was or the big trailer and I was done. And Guardians of the Galaxy. I watched the one big trailer, the official trailer, and I was done. But everything else, I have a really hard time not watching trailers for. But it seems like our culture nowadays, especially like the younger generation, they don't give a shit. They'd rather know every little piece of every single thing that happens so they know what to expect when they go in there because they're going to be half watching the movie anyway.
And half checking their statuses.
Yeah, half telling Twitter how they're watching the movie, what they thought about that last scene, Instagramming pictures of their popcorn, that kind of shit.
To give you guys a look behind the scenes of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio program. During this conversation I'm having with my good pal Travis here, we were receiving messages via Facebook from Napier, who works in tech support. Napier is a tech support guy. That is what he does as a job. And he's texting us that he can't figure out how to log into Skype. And he can't figure it out. He has no idea what to do.
Just by coincidence, though, isn't the Blues game on right now?
The Blues game is on, Travis. You're right. And see, the thing about it is, the thing that grinds my gears is it would be very, very easy if he did this like yesterday. Like if like yesterday evening he said, Mike, I think tomorrow I need to watch the Blues game. I don't want to do the show. That's one thing. But Napier has never not showed up and given us more than like 2 hours notice.
I have noticed that it's always like 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the very earliest being like, yeah, I got the crud.
Napier is not a time bomb man. Napier is a grenade man.
No slow release. It just goes off.
See, and then it was even better because it wasn't, I'm not going to come. It's, I'm going to get on Skype and Skype in, which we've done shows with Napier over Skype before. And he plays his video games and he talks to his wife and he does anything but pay attention to the show. And so I'd rather he just not call in than do it over Skype because he's more of a disruption than anything. He doesn't contribute anything if he's not sitting here As
keep us posted on what's happening in his video game.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I'm playing World of Tanks. I just went blow, blow. Hey, Mike, the Blues are losing 3-0. I went little blow, blow on video game.
So that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a guy who's worked in tech support for the majority of his adult life who can't figure out how to get on Skype.
And I think it just kind of threw us for a loop because, you know, when you change up the paradigm that soon before a show is, you know, ready to start, it really just kind of shifts. If we were prepared for the fact that there'd be no Napier making cool Napier comments, it'd be, you know, I think we'd be more prepared just in general, but
I'm not serving little Debbie's here, Travis. I'm baking a cake.
So oatmeal and cream pies.
And if you throw a bunch of shit into my cake I wasn't expecting, I'm going to burn the edges. You know?
I get it.
I mean, if you had told me in advance, Mike, you're not going to have time to bake this cake. You need to go get some fudge brownies from the little Debbie. I'd have done that.
But that's one of my all-time favorite foods, by the way, is a Little Debbie brownie.
With the nuts, though. If you get you take those cosmic brownies and you shove them up your ass.
Yeah, cosmic brownies.
That's dog shit.
They should be catapulted into space. Yeah, Nobody wants those fucking sprinkle M&M things on there.
And even if you get a cosmic or a nutty brownie that maybe doesn't have a ton of nuts, the nuts aren't really even so much important.
No, that's fine. The time they fall off there anyway, as soon as you take their
nuts
off.
Or no nuts, that doesn't matter. But I'm not picking the little candies off the top of the brownie.
And
fuck
I certainly
that.
Am
I shouldn't
eat
have
those
to.
Fuckers.
Yeah, no, it's dog shit. You get the brownies with the nuts on them, or you take that shit elsewhere and you
listen,
get me a ho ho.
As much as I love those cosmic brownies, if that's all they have in the Little Debbie section, you gotta believe that I'm going for the Star Crunch.
A Star Crunch. I don't believe I've ever had a Star Crunch.
That's like that caramely, chocolatey, crunchy cookie thing.
That sounds good.
They're very delicious. A nice
I would
layer
be
of
shocked to
there.
Know that there's a Little Debbie snack that I have not enjoyed.
You've had a Star Crunch before. They're a circle. They're solid circles. You've had a Star Crunch. You've had to have.
Huh. Oh, it's kind of like a Rice Krispie kind of deal.
Yeah, kind
oh,
of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the little cracklies with the caramel and the chocolate.
Right.
Yeah,
those are good.
Delicious. I'm going to eat those well before I even touch a cosmic brownie.
Yeah, but the fudge brownie with the nuts is my go-to, or a oatmeal cream pie, or a nutty bar. I can get down on a nutty bar, too.
I do a nutty bar. I've found that there are quite a few nutty bar knockoffs that I prefer to the original Little Debbie brand.
Nutty bar knockoffs?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like a store brand nutty bar?
Yeah, store brand nutty bars.
Gross.
I believe the Aldi's franchise carries their own brand of nutty bars.
There's things you don't skimp on, Travis, and I believe a nutty bar is one of them.
Oh, you see this?
You go Little Debbie on the nutty bar. I mean, there's some things. Okay. I'd say nutty bars, toilet paper,
Q-tips.
Is there off-brand Q-tips or Q-tips, right?
Oh, fuck no, man. You get some of those cheap fucking Q-tips. And there's hardly any cotton, so you shove that bastard into your ear, and you're getting a stick directly into your eardrum.
Huh. Yeah.
You don't want that.
I don't know if I've ever came into contact with that, but that's good advice.
Yeah.
See, that's what we do here. We give advice.
Life lessons.
You know, because I mean, we have years of experience that we can pass on to you.
Free of charge, really.
Obviously, we need to teach Napier how to use Skype. I mean, there's a little blue circle with a white S in the middle of it, and you double click on that. Mm-hmm. Then the name comes up, and under that, there's a box to type in a password.
Ooh, I think you jumped the gun here first. If Skype says that it needs to critical update, you just say not now.
Not now, yeah, because you want to use Skype.
Yeah.
Right. So that might take a minute or two to update. And then it says that it's enhanced the Skype experience. That's exciting. Yeah, yeah. And then you type in your password. You log in. Then you find in your list of contacts the person that you want to contact. In this case, there's two WFOD accounts currently in use, either of which would work.
Ooh, I'm on one, and you're on the other, I believe.
Right, yeah, yeah. So then you use those. And you Skype that person, and then they answer, and then you have a conversation with them over the internet.
That's amazing technology.
Right. And don't buy store brand toilet paper or Nutty Bars or Q-tips.
I think we've done the world a great service this week.
Right. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes. You take that. So we went from cicadas.
Colin Hanks's mom.
Colin Hanks's mom and Beyonce making songs.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went to the January Jones shirt. Oh, no.
Nope. Apples.
Apple trees.
Yep, apple trees.
Captain America. Blake,
Captain America.
Then the January Jones shark movie. Yep.
Blake Lively. Spoilers and trailers.
And figured out how to diagnose Skype issues.
We're on fire.
There's no other show like this.
If we were playing NBA Jam, I'd be jumping full court and slamming that bastard right in
Oh,
the-
baby! He's heating up!
Maybe you've seen the recent controversy surrounding the mixed race family in our ad. Us here at Old Navy are pretty excited to be heralded as heroes of diversity. It's a tough climate out there, and we'll take all the free publicity we can get. I mean, all we did is stand a white dude next to a black chick. It's not exactly the Underground Railroad, you know? Honestly, we could give a fuck less about interracial couples. Whether you're white, black, Asian, or whatever the rock is, ultimately our goal is just to sell you pants. But hey, if every news outlet wants to run our ad without us paying them for it, we can pass those savings to you with all dresses now up to 40% off. Old Navy. Never basic.
Strangelabel.com. Do you even lift, bro?
And now, Drunk's Amazing Animal Fact with your host, Drunk.
If you lift a kangaroo's tail off the ground, it can't hop.
Once again, WFOD, wheelbarrow full of dicks.
With the ashes of you, and nobody's gonna give a damn. Son of a bitch, give me a drink. One more night, stamp at me. Son of a bitch, make it clean. I'm gonna drink my drink.
Welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND, or WFOD show on Skype.
We got a great one for you today.
Our co-host works in IT and can't figure out the complexities of Skype.
A personal internet calling service made for grandmas and two-year-olds.
That, you know what my favorite episode of that Bob Vila show is? The one that he can't figure out how to put a doorknob on, and he calls a guy and pays him to put on a door. Yeah, hey, welcome to This Old House with Bob Vila. I got this doorknob I can't figure out. I have to call my doorknob guy.
Oh, flathead screwdriver. Never used one before. Well, see ya.
I got two different kinds of screwdrivers here, and it looks like this one used with a crow feet. Motherfucker. Sick of his bullshit, Travis.
That son of a bitch.
I quit the show.
Moves, okay. Show's canceled.
Bush did 9/11, and I quit the show.
Life is tedious. Show's over.
If you'd
like us not to quit the show, just call.
Are pandering to other podcast bits going real great?
Oh, man, is it working well.
The show that we gave shout-outs to last week, Travis, didn't even hashtag team follow back me. I followed them, and they didn't even follow back, yo. I was blowing up they shit. I mean, how many retweets does a guy have to give you before you're friends? What's the rule for that?
Well, did you listen to Da Fix?
I listened to some of Da Fix. They seemed like nice ladies.
Yeah, seemed like decent enough gals. They do a lot of singing.
And I'll tell you what, the first podcast that we pandered to, the ice and the face.
And the face.
Come to find out that we were kind of making fun of their name.
Ice in the Face.
About how it's like, you know, lame morning DJ names. And yeah, that's the joke. So we're fucking dumb.
So you're saying before we went on a tirade about their name that I should have maybe listened to 32 seconds
right.
of that show?
It was like calling up Eddie Izzard and making fun of him for being a crossdresser. Yeah, that's the bit.
That's the gag.
Idiot.
That's what he does. Hey, like calling Gallagher up and making fun of him because he smashes watermelons.
Hey, you gonna smash some watermelons this week? You jerk off. You're the watermelon smashing guy.
Hey, you know you're getting everybody dirty in the front row, dummy.
Yeah, that's why they bring ponchos, asshole. So fuck us, Travis, is what I'm saying.
So we're those guys.
Right, yeah.
That makes sense.
We all
gotta take our turn.
We're douches, and we should feel bad.
Ah, I don't.
So who is it gonna be this week? Do you have one picked out? Who are we gonna blow up? Who are we gonna send our retweet rage to?
Well, it doesn't look. I just pulled up
Stop.
One because I thought they sounded kind of interesting, but they have 22 followers on Twitter. So let's beef that up, shall we? It's at Neon_Nerds.
The Neon Nerds.
Neon Nerds.
What is their show about?
A very comic-centric podcast. This is the all
it's
things...
comic-centric?
Yeah,
is it about comic books or it's funny?
Comic books. This is the all things 90s geek podcast hosted by comic book illustrators Philip McNulty and Ryan Brady. New issues, parentheses episode, released every Wednesday.
Every single Wednesday?
Which is a lie. They do not release every Wednesday.
Oh, you looked?
Yeah, there's like between two of their episodes, there was like 16 days and yeah. But they're the Neon Nerds on Facebook as well. So go ahead and let them know that you heard about them on the old WFOD.
And you got to follow them and retweet them because they are now, whether they like it or not, part of Podern Warfare.
Hashtag Podern Warfare. Hashtag peas in the pod. Hashtag Satan answers prayers. Hashtag life is tedious.
Because that's what we do now.
We make friends.
We're making friends.
That's right.
So why are they neon nerds?
Oh, boy. I guess I wouldn't. I would say maybe just because of the color scheme.
Oh, like their logo is neon?
Yeah, but, yeah, it's like a neon sign. Their logo is like a neon sign.
See, but you know what I like about the neon nerds?
What's that?
There's probably not another neon nerds.
Oh, like, so they didn't have to put listen to the neon nerds?
Yeah, listen to the neon nerds one.
Neon nerds with three Z's.
Right. So good on them. They actually picked a name that maybe doesn't already exist.
And the one dude is a hell of an illustrator, too.
Oh, he drew pictures for you?
I've seen some of his work on Facebook, that Philip McNulty. He's actually quite good.
Okay, but can he podcast?
Ooh, I guess I'll find out.
See, what do you look for in a podcast, Travis? You got to go on some of these comic book shows and talk about comic books. I can't keep up with you in a comic book conversation.
What do I like about pod? I like award-winning personalities, much like we have on this show.
A personality that's important to you.
Good quality personalities, yeah, because I want to, you know, be on the same boat, follow these guys.
You don't want some nudnik just kind of droning on.
No, you're right. Exactly. I don't want, much like tonight's episode of this show, I don't want that to happen on a podcast I'm listening to.
What about sound quality? You like a good sound quality?
I like a good sound quality. Nothing turns me off faster than a terrible tinny, sounds like they're recording in a big concrete room. I'll turn that shit off real fast.
You know what gets to me is a pre-recorded show that doesn't edit out major technical difficulties. Like, they just leave it in.
Right. The only time you should ever leave one, I was listening to the James Taylor episode of WTF earlier today, and in Mark Maron's neighborhood, they were sitting there, they were having a nice conversation, and all of a sudden there was what sounded like gunshots. So they kind of
stopped. That's noteworthy.
Yeah, that's noteworthy. So they kind of chatted about whether or not that was gunshots, and it kind of sounded like gunshots. But yeah, you leave that in because that's entertaining to listen to. But if somebody just like drops their glass of water and it shatters on the floor.
And then they all go to clean it up. they take 5 minutes away from talking and they just leave it all in.
Yeah, it's 10 minutes of them cleaning up broken glass.
Hold on, guys. It's like, you can pause. You're a podcast.
Yeah. Audacity's got a really simple clip tool. You can take that right out of there.
It seems insulting to the listener. Yeah, I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. We don't always bring the thunder. But one, we're live. And two, if we completely fuck up and there's like 10 minutes of like me going pee and maybe falling asleep or something, I'll edit that out before I release it to people.
There's a half a dozen episodes that I can remember that we did that were completely unreleased because of quality. That nobody will ever hear. I think you saved them, but nobody's ever going to hear those.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've released everything. I haven't released. There's parts of ones that I haven't released, like, you know, like sections that were fucked up or something.
Okay. Wink, wink. Yep, you're right.
There isn't total episodes that I didn't release.
Wink, wink.
There isn't. When was there ever an episode that I didn't release?
Wink.
Do you know of something?
Nope. Nothing at all, Mike.
Travis.
Wink, wink.
Nobody's listening. If you say something silly, I'll edit it out. What are you talking about?
Nope, I don't want nobody to have any preconceived notions of any unreleased WFOD episodes that they might not have heard before. Nope.
I think the entire archive is up on the internet.
It's all available every week that we've done one.
You're saying that in a way.
Nope.
You have a way about you right now, Travis, that I don't understand what it is you're saying.
Is there something about the way that moves you?
Travis, did you see this Old Navy thing?
Which one?
There's
the interracial couple?
And I think that, like, when they say that there was an uproar about an interracial couple in an Old Navy ad. I think that it was like four people who posted racist shit on the internet and then 800 people that wrote stories about the four people that wrote racist shit on the internet.
And also like Neil Hamburger probably made a comment about Old Navy's shitty clothes.
But it's a picture. It's a print ad, isn't it? Of like a white guy standing next to a black chick and they have a black son.
Oh, I thought they had two black kids.
Oh, well, I only saw one black kid. If there was two black kids, then I'm completely changing my stance.
They might have cropped one out.
Yeah.
That's racism in itself.
But I mean, like today in 2016, the way things are going, all they want to do is represent as many races and genders and shit as they can in a picture wearing their clothes so that the other one doesn't get mad about it. That's all they want to do. And also, if they want to have two people in an ad that are a couple and they want a kid, then they got to make the kid like one of their sons or something. Or else it just looks like weird people with a weird kid that doesn't belong to anybody.
And they're just yucking it up about how they're all wearing those $10 Old Navy sweaters.
And like, holy shit, look at us, guys. We're wearing Old Navy clothes.
Look at how we're hysterically laughing in this picture, like something like the best thing that ever happened in our lives just happened and they caught it on film.
But I mean, it's three people standing there wearing $10 capri pants.
Do these people, when they go into an Old Navy store, start yelling at the mannequins that don't have any heads because their skin might not be the same color as the skin that they have?
I don't know.
Shouting at the fucking mannequin wearing the $15 hoodie.
But I mean, that now there's controversy for three people wearing Old Navy clothes on a billboard.
And maybe in
that's
like
all there is to it. I mean, they're not holding up devil horns. They're not giving you the finger. They don't have their dick out like that guy in the yearbook.
It's just three people that, like, a family of three that are very excited to have gotten a great deal on sweaters.
And that's all they're trying to do.
Right.
They're saying, hey, guys, we don't want to put a white family in here because we'll piss off the black people. We don't want to put a black family on there because then you'll think this is a black people store. Like, we have to do something to make sure that everybody's happy.
So here's a completely normal mixed race couple with their mixed race child enjoying our clothing line.
Look, sometimes white dudes bang black chicks. It's happened. Look at Strom Thurmond.
And do me a favor, just pull up Facebook and link to a bunch of people's friends list. I guarantee you that you have at least 10 friends in your friends list that have at least one friend that is in a mixed race relationship with a mixed race child. It's 2016. It's not out of the ordinary, and it is for surely nothing to ever get up in arms about.
I worked
with what would have happened. I know what happened the last time when they had like two gay dudes with a child that they obviously adopted in an ad. The internet blew up about that too. But what would happen if that was a white lady and a white guy and they had a black child? Would people freak the fuck out about that too?
I kind of freaked out about it when they did it in that one car ad where they were all in that car listening to Crazy Train. You know, like they all played a part. And it was a whole white family, and in the very back seat there was this black kid, and like they didn't explain why the black kid was in the car.
They got time to explain that?
They need to, though, because it's just like there's a black kid in the back of the car that doesn't look anything like the rest of the family.
Would you have preferred at the very bottom of the screen when it came that black kid's turn that it like just in parentheses at the bottom of the screen just said adopted?
Yeah. Wear a t-shirt that says adopted or something. Or just like one line of dialogue.
Or before they get into the car to have that sweet, sweet Crazy Train
like
moment.
And then like the dad says, hey, Tyrell, your dad loved this song. It's a shame him and your mom died and I had to take care of you. You know, something like that. Just explain it.
It's a good thing we're your godparents, and they left your care to us in their wills.
And now we're going on this cool family vacation, and we all have instruments.
Let's sell a car, everybody.
We're like the fucking Partridge Family.
I can just imagine, like, this. It fades up from black, and the dad is, like, kneeling down in the driveway in front of his small 5-year-old, 6-year-old black child. And he says, "Son, you might have noticed that you look a little bit different from us. But I just wanted to tell you, that doesn't mean your mother and I love you any less. But and we are not your biological parents. Let's go!"
And you can get 40% off an awesome pair of dungarees at Old Navy for a limited time only. Son, don't tell anyone. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't achieve everything you want. One day you could go to tech school and be baffled by Skype.
But don't worry, you'll still be able to get a job in IT.
But by God, people will still call you and ask you what to do when their computer goes wrong. And you can tell them, "Have you tried turning it off and turning it back on?"
I don't know. Maybe Skype's your problem, and I don't know my way around that program.
I'm going to have to transfer you to a supervisor if you're dealing with Skype issues. That's my IT kryptonite.
Like that's the first question. Before we go any further, could you tell me, do you have Skype installed on your computer? Oh, you do. Okay.
Just hang up. I mean, just say you want to watch the hockey game, Travis, you know?
I get it. I think I did that to you last year on a Monday night when I told you I wasn't going to be on because I wanted to watch the Bears play.
I mean, it happens.
Right.
There's other things in your life. Mm-hmm. I'll probably still give you shit. I'll probably throw a little hissy fit. That's what I do. That's kind of my thing.
Well, and it's part of that episode's charm when somebody says, "Hey, I'd rather do this other thing than do the show with you." You can have your little tirade. You'll throw some jabs and then it'll all be over. Well, maybe not next week.
But ultimately... Yeah, you got to have your return week where I attack you verbally.
What the fuck are you doing?
Right. But then the week after that, it'll be over.
Yeah, then it's
over. I mean, you can quit the show and unlike the Facebook page, and then we'll just have some boneless hot wings and work it out. That's the way the show works.
Like, that's kind of the evolution and the de-evolution of the show. About every 2 months.
Sometimes you just have to quit the show and eat some hot wings.
Hey, man, that's a good life lesson. Let's add that to the list.
We're learning some stuff this week. Did you see that John Malkovich and Robert Rodriguez collaborated on a movie film?
Are you talking about that movie that they said they will never release or they are not going to release for like 50
years? For 100
years. That's bullshit.
They're putting it in a vault, and you can't watch it for 100 years
until Robert Rodriguez dies, and they assign his estate to a living trust, and then they crack open that vault.
I bet just that like movie sucks.
It probably does.
There's no way it's good, right?
What is it? Is it a sequel to Spy Kids?
Yeah, it looks like it's all green screened.
Son of a bitch.
Just John Malkovich running around in silly future outfits, looking like a jackass. Fuck that guy. I'm done with him.
In 100 years, when everybody watches it, they're going to be like, "That dipshit thought this is what it was going to be like in the future."
Yeah, I sure am glad we waited generations to watch this pile of shit.
My grandpa told me about this when I was born and said I'd be the first generation that would get to watch this fucking Robert Rodriguez, John Malkovich movie.
Yeah, that's going to be in his grandpa's will. They're going to say, "Be sure not to miss this John Malkovich film that should be coming out on your 50th birthday." What a dickhead.
Soon as the screen fades to black, they're like, "God damn it, Grandpa's rolling over in his grave. I'm glad he's not allowed to see this."
You have to keep some people around that even know how to work whatever pile of shit film they filmed this on 100 fucking years ago. We don't use that anymore. We just send shit to people's brains.
It'd be like the equivalent. They'll say it's like on a terabyte drive or some shit. It'll be like the equivalent of the giant 3.5 floppy disk.
Hey, we got to take this film to Walgreens to get it transferred to Brain Cloud.
Oh, you don't do that at this Walgreens? Well, where the are there any Walgreens that still do that? I got a Groupon. Because you know,
but I have to send this away to Shutterfly. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm a little irritated.
What are you irritated about? The gritty Power Rangers reboot?
That looks like shit. There's no way that's going to be any good.
I cannot wait to see this motion picture. You take an existing property that is entirely aimed at children, and you take everything that's kitschy about it because it's like translated from Japanese and they just throw some American actors in like the non-costume scenes.
Right.
And you try to Americanize it by making the Power Rangers like Iron Man Mach 52. And you take Rita Repulsa, instead of making her a comical, weird Asian gal, you make her hot Elizabeth Banks and paint her up like Medusa and then think you have a movie.
No, that's going to be bullshit.
It's like, I think it's a great idea, though, that we're taking these, like, children's television programs and, like, making gritty reboots of them. I'd be like, if you, like, take a Salute Your Shorts. Take Salute Your Shorts and make that, like, a gritty reboot where it's all about victims of childhood abuse.
And they all get together to, like, talk about it?
They sit around, and then it turns into, like, a slasher film because they're all sitting around talking about how they were abused by adults that they trusted, and then all of a sudden they start getting picked off one by one.
With a land shark.
Yeah. We're crushing genres here.
This shark, he grew feet through some kind of a shark evolution. And he just starts eating people.
Yeah, and the thing about that shark is he was also abused, so he doesn't know any other outlet but then to take it out on all of these children that are at this camp.
Wasn't that a Saturday Night Live bit?
The walking shark that ate people?
Yeah. Candy Graham.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
I'm not falling for it. You're that land shark.
No, really, it's me. It's just a door-to-door salesman.
Hey, UPS man.
What is next? Like, there's not a lot of properties that are ripe for gritty. I guess you could argue that the Power Rangers could be done like this. What else? Like Barney?
Is Power Rangers coming out this year?
I think they're filming it now, so I would imagine that if it's coming out this year, it'll be
Why are we seeing pictures of it if it's not coming out soon? Stop it. Pictures of it when it's coming out in a couple months.
And these are studio photos, too. They want you to see what they did.
No. You surprise me with the trailer. You say, hey, we're making a Power Rangers movie. It's done.
Hey, guys, remember that one with Ivan Ooze? This is way different.
Yeah. And then you say, it's coming out in a couple of months, and you should see it. See, when they start early like this, then they're going to have a first trailer and a second trailer, and pretty soon we're going to know everything that Rita Repulsa says,
and
we're not
going to
give a shit
teaser.
Anymore.
Teaser for the teaser trailer.
No.
Like they just did with Doctor Strange. The movie wrapped, and like 2 days later, they already had a teaser trailer cut for it. It's like you just stopped filming it. How could you possibly – why do you have a trailer already put together?
It's like, what do they just, they go with the couple of little things that they render to do?
Yeah, we just rendered this in the hotel room last night, you know, before I went to bed, before we had to get up at 4 o'clock and start shooting again. I did this on my MacBook Pro and sent it off to Marvel to approve, and then they're just going to release it to the internet.
Yeah.
And then you got those handful of movie sites that are always claiming that they have exclusive breaking news and that they're just going to be the first to release the trailer, and then 7,000 different movie sites release it all at the same time. Tired of it. I'm unplugging.
You're done?
Yep, right now I'm unplugging from the internet.
Just done?
Yep.
Audi? Your Audi 5,000?
9,000 by this point.
Yeah. Well, is that it? Is that what we have? Did we do the damn thing?
Didn't you? Yeah. Yep. You apologized to Ice in the Face. I talked about Power Rangers. talked about I wanted to talk about apple trees. We did that.
You wanted to make sure to get that apple tree stuff in.
Had to get that apple. I wanted to let people know how they bloom. You needed to talk about Colin Hanks's mom. We did that.
Right. They think that Tom Hanks cheated on her because she wrote a song.
January Jones.
And Phil Collins, he witnessed a murder. Right?
Yeah, that's true. Somebody drowned. He didn't give a shit.
He didn't give a shit.
No, he's like, oh, whatever.
But now he's kind of regretting it. Now he's kind of like, dude, I should have done something about that murder.
I think that's why he broke up with his band Genesis. He was like, oh, there's too much on my mind. I can't be an integral part of this group anymore. I need to.
Yeah, I saw a murder.
Yeah. Guys, how can I play the drums in this band when I saw a murder?
I mean, that was a big deal in my life, and I feel like you guys didn't really, help me out.
Yeah.
Speaking of not helping me out, the IT guy never figured out his Skype. He just abandoned ship.
An hour and 10 minutes later, he still can't get Skype to work.
Guys, I don't know what to do. Fucker. I wish I could witness his murder. So we'll have a thrilling adventure show next week, I guess, right?
Yeah, of course we will. We do it every week.
Good or bad, we're fucking here.
Yep, listen to it or don't. I don't give a shit.
It's consistent.
Actually, I do give a shit. Please listen. Follow me on Twitter, Produce Travis.
And what was our podcast? The Neon Nerds?
At @neon_nerds. They only have 22 followers. Let's double that to 44. Yeah.
Be sure to follow those fuck faces. See if I give
Hashtag
a shit.
Modern Warfare. Like them on Facebook.
Why don't you go listen to their fucking show? I'm done with you too.
You too. Come
true. I'm sorry. I shouldn't apologize, or you'd like to apologize?
Oh no, I don't think anybody should apologize. Too much apologizing happening in this day and age. I'm sick of that too.
You should, I don't know what you should do.
Me neither, friend. Me neither. Existentially? Nothing.
If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I
Hello,
want to go.
Hello, you have reached the voicemail box of my debut. Leave a message and your callback number, and I will get back to you as soon as possible.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
And ladies, listen to WFOD live Monday nights, 9-8 Central at strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes on WFODix.com. You can get a hold of us at Twitter at WFOD Show. I'm not on there.
So how can people contact you on Twitter?
You can't. You can contact Mike, who will eventually contact me, and I will ignore him. You can find us on Facebook.
Can people, like, send you a letter or something?
They can send you one.
So they can send me a letter that I will hand off to you?
Yes.
So the only way people can contact you is through me?
Yes.
I am the gatekeeper to Napier.
That sounds like a terrible position to be in.
I know, right? What if they want to complain to you about me?
Why can't they complain to you about you?
I don't know. I just feel like, you know, somebody might want to say something behind my back.
Well, they can say it to me if they want.
Okay, yeah. Contact Travis if you can't talk to me about it. And then Travis will talk to Napier when we do the show, and I'm sitting right here. All in all, you can't talk to Napier unless you're first talking to me, right?
That's part of the charm is that you have to tune in to listen to Napier.
Mike, you're my agent in this.
Do you think that's why you're the favorite? Is because you're mysterious?
I'm just so unapproachable that it makes the panties drop.
So I'm just like out there.
I will say that if you pull back your presence, people do try to talk to you more.
Is that true?
It feels like it.
Yeah, like, who is this man of mystery?
So, if you want to contact me or Napier, you do it through our agent, Greg, who you can email wfodshow@gmail.com or on Twitter @wfodshow.
Don't forget, Greg has a voicemail at 636-487-HAM. That's 636-487-4263. Tell Greg what you think of him. Dick Blood!
Travis.
Yeah?
I didn't even tell anybody that Strange Label has an app now.
No, they don't.
It's on the Android store. We don't have an iPhone app yet. That takes longer.
But if you have a Samsung device, you can go onto Google Play and download it?
Yes. You search for Strange Label. You get the Strange Label app.
What kind of fancy bullshit is this?
And then you can listen live all the time.
Assuming that you have a decent data plan.
Right. If you're on the Wi-Fi, you're good.
Oh, yeah.
And you go sit at McDonald's or something, and you turn it on, and you listen while you enjoy a nice quarter pounder with cheese.
And truthfully, I suggest that. Every Monday night, if you could, just go to your local McDonald's. Hook up to their Wi-Fi and listen to the WFOD radio program.
Right. It is on the app.
Make sure to ask
We're on TuneIn. That's all well and good.
Yeah, fine.
But now we have an app.
Get the
app. So you don't have to do a whole lot of futzing around.
All of your favorite Strange Label shows, all in one place.
On the app.
The app.
Why you keep saying it like you're ending it. You say like, all in one place. And that's like supposed to be the end, right?
Oh, no, well, I mean, I guess it could be.
But see, you didn't do it that time.
No, I'm just telling everybody that it's all in one place.
On the app.
Well, right, I mean, that's what we were talking about, right?
The app.
The Strange Label app. You just go to Google Play Store and download the Strange Label app for all of your favorite Strange Label shows, all in one place. On the go, wherever you may be.
Like at McDonald's.
Right. Well, right. That's my suggestion. Go to McDonald's. And don't wear earbuds, because we want everybody to enjoy all of the Strange Label shows directly from your phone.
Okay, that's good.